Yud Sif Vav. And Kevin is a talus and Matilan sits al Kanafel, Kamershi Kfula. You can't fold the talus over and then use the corners of the new fold. I'm going to skip the Ramah, the Hagor for a second. Elam Kain Tafra Kula, unless you sewed it. So if I take my talus like this and I fold it over, see if I sew it around and this becomes now the functioning talus, so then I can use the new four corners. But if I don't do that, my four corners are these four corners still. The fact that it's folded doesn't change anything, even though I wear it folded. I feel a miruach achas. You only have to sew it on one side to allow that it to change.
One side, just like this, and one edge.
One edge, yeah. Now let's go back to the Ramah. I will start lahatzel by arba kanafel pshutim. So what do you do is you put it in the four corners of the four extended corners, we'll call it, I guess. Okay. Now zat Ramah. V'yesha, remember the chiyav, the second Ramah. Chiyav afila b'loy tefira. That they hold that there is a chiyav on the new four corners. There is a chiyav on the new four corners. So now you have this interesting mechalikus. According to the mechaber, right, in other words, if I'm always going to wear this, if I'm always going to wear it bent, it'll fold it over. So maybe that's how you wear the garment now. So now those four corners are the four corners. So they hold that that's true. The mechaber holds that it's not true. So you have to put on the four extended corners. You end up with six sitzes. That's not very good. Right. So what do?
What's the point?
So the correct thing to do, the Ramah says you would put tzitzis on those corners, but you cannot make a bracha on them. And he partially means like what he's saying. So what over here is he? What is he gaining by not making a bracha? He's gaining the issue over here of the Baal Tosef issue.
So we're talking about whether now there'll be six, because he has to put it on the original corners.
So the
what corners?
He has to put on the original corners, and according to Ramah, he has to put in the new corners, two new corners also. So he ended up with six. So you have a problem with Baal Tosef.
That's a problem with and without a bracha, isn't it?
So if you don't make a bracha, so what you're gaining is you're making a kavana. Of I don't know exactly what the mitzvah is, and so I'm doing it either this or that, but not both.
I'm not doing it because I think I'd like to add. I want to add right. It to.
So the ma'isa, the person really suggests, Mr. Bruce, the person really suggests that just you shouldn't be doing this because you're getting involved in a very difficult machloikas over here. What to do? So better not to get involved in the whole thing with chilum.
This would presumably be nogeya. When you know that somebody had an extra sized jumbo sized talus that was too big for him,
theoretically, or you know, but the common is you have these people wear the talus. They wear the talus like a scarf. They always wear the talus like a scarf. They fold it over, and they wear the talus like a scarf.
But then you're not doing the mitzvah properly anyway.
I understand that, but you also gain the question now: where do you put the tzitzis? They always wear it folded like that, so that's going to raise this question: where do you put the tzitzis?
So even if you do atifa first, that's not the ideal way to continue wearing it.
If they do atifa by unfolding it, you mean?
I mean,
and they unfold it, so they unfolded it. So I mean, the point is they always keep it. They always wear it folded, so this now becomes the garment.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Hitl tzitzis al tzitzis. So now let's say the person over here added tzitzis onto the tzitzis which are already there. That could be a case where he added it into the same corner, or in our scenario he added in a different corner possibly. So now in the skavon levatel rishayna, if his point was he wanted to put the new ones, they should replace the old ones. So he's saying he doesn't want the old ones. He's not trying to be moisiv. That doesn't make them possible. So by cutting out the old ones, it's not considered tassel min ha'asu. But however, even if when he added the new ones, he wanted to add an extra set, which that makes the talus possible because it's a baltoisif talus. So then you remove the other ones, you have a problem, you're making a kasher by removing something that's tassel lemon osir. Avishakot achas mishtei and it's psula. Some say that whether you had kavanah to be moisiv or not, it doesn't. It's not mavato the shame ma'isa siya that you did. It's kosher. Either way, even if you remove the other ones afterwards, v'kadam shechotach harishon is possible cholinyan. However, either way, whatever your kavanah was, and you have the actual one sitting there, you have a problem. So it's not kosher in that situation. Okay, that's Mishaburash Ikfula Stezvov. Shim Tiposhet Nimsu Hatzitzes Bem Siyosu. If you would put it in the new corner, if you unfold the talus, it ends up the tzitzes are in the middle. Manan tzitzes al kanof bin, and they have to be in the corners. So Macharba says you have to put it in the true original corners, what he calls the Knofei HaPshutim. Now, it's so large, the only way you can wear it if it's folded. So yesh person the prejudice of the garment mean it's the ain't shame beggar alov. As unfolded, it's not really functioning as a beggar, it's too big. So they argue that so you don't, and the beggar is defined by the arba kafos kesuscha. The kafos over here are not a beggar, they're not a functioning beggar. He says, no, if your person's wearing it, he should put tzitzis, which should not make a bracha. Fine. Phil Meruchachas, Yudzayan, Ein Verlocha, he discusses, this quote is a quote from the Rambam, that the reason is because you can no longer, once you sew one edge, one side, one of the edges, you can no longer unfold it. So it's going to stay folded. However, the Birlacher brings the Arabi Shanim say you have to fold all three sides. You have to sew all three sides. And Mr. Burr brings a swear why that would be true. Okay. Then he said, some say Yarchayev, even as so in the folded corner, even though haven't sewed it. You have to put it in the folded edges. You're using it folded. That's how you're using the talus. That becomes your talus. So an interesting twist to this shiloh will be, let's say you have a beggar which you always wear folded. It's but when it's open, it's actually a sheer tzitzis. It's a sheer beggar which is chayv and tzitzis. But the ma'aseh, you're wearing it folded. You always wear it folded. And when it's folded, it's not a sheer. So according to the Machaber, that you look at the definition of the beggar is the unfolded beggar. So this beggar would be chayv and tzitzis. According to the Ramah, it brings the yesh omrim that is chayiv in the folded corners. Means it's defined by the way you wear it, which is the folded corners. So then it doesn't have a sheer, it'd be potter. So you'd end up. A common question of that is, you know, is some type of a shawl or some type of a scarf? I mean, we'll talk later on. You know, why we don't put scissors in a scarf? If you have a wider type of a scarf, you have a wider type of a scarf. When you fold it, it's not the sheer anymore. But if you open it, it might be a sheer. Some of the thinner scarves not, but some of the wider scarves, yeah. So you always wear it folded. People always wear their scarf folded. Right. So you have this shiloh. So we're with scarf to get the fact that we always wear it with all four sides in front, which that's. But that's it's interesting shiloh why we're not, to get around that issue. Mm-hmm.
Because we wear it with all four sides in front, shouldn't
we? Right. Okay. Lo yavorech. Talmud kolach. Yeah. Lo yavorech. So now the Ramah says, so according to this yesh armrim, that you chayv even though you in the folded corner, even though you didn't sew it, you should do, you make a sitzah, you shouldn't make a bracha. So Tomo Kolar Kredim, Ma Tikin B'Mashal Avarach, what exactly are you gaining without a bracha? Adayin Shema Kimachabar, Tzorach Lahatta B'Pshutim. So their understanding of what the Rambam was saying is you put it in the folded corner, not in the Pshutim corner. So how can you do that? Ve'ech Yilbush Begadzeh. Or, and if you tell me that you put it all six, so Yosef meets Arba Sitzis Asa Lohisim L'Chuliyama. You can't put in six, you know, six sets of sitzes over here, which is what you would have to do because of the sulfic.
But it's considered six if it really only has four corners and two of them are in the middle, because it's Mimana Shach, it's a talus either when it's you either look at it unfold when it's unfolded, or you look at it as it's folded, but not both simultaneously.
But you have six sets of tzitzis in it.
But as a tzitzis count, if a person took just the regular talus that they wear normally, and they put two tzitzis in the middle of each side,
do those step off the tzitzis?
Even though it's not al kanaf.
Yeah. If a person would come along and say he feels that the correct way to do the mitzvah is that, so he's clearly being moisev on the mitzvah, right? So that's called being moisev. Vayim Primogadim. Primogadim says that he holds it since you're doing because of a sulfic. So that's what the Rambam meant was you put here, 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 and here, here, and then you fold it over, and then you have six sets of sitzes. But since each, the Primogadim holds that each one, you're saying either these or those. So me sulfic. I'm never saying I want to do six. I'm saying I want to do four. I'm not sure which ones are the four. So me sulfic. That's not called baltes. So that's what they were suggesting. The Maisa, the Achrayim have this problem. And therefore, they come out the Maisa. The Yisrael Chachilah Shalas says Talis Kfula Klau. Ellen Kent Forda, we should not get involved in the Shaila because of this issue of how to put the sitzes in. Unless you sew it, then we said before, once you sew it, it becomes bottle, and you put the sitzes in the new corners, and then you have no Shaila. A field with fewer shalchavas, even if the stitches are large stitches, they're not very, very your standard small, very nice tight stitches. It's just broad like basting stitches. But the mice, it's holding it together, and that's enough to say that you've changed the talus. Given thwar shub ain't asuya libashe, once you've sewn it, it's not gonna be undone. Was bain batalis mirbas, bain batalis shahis killer aruka yosemidai, yato sitzes but fulim livork. So you put it in the folded corner, and you make a bracha. Fine. If you put tzitzis on top of tzitzis, see if you kavanah was even vatal the original ones, so you cut off the original ones. It's good. Rishona. After the dafka nokat, abulim chotach hashniyas posel kivin the kvar bitul the rishonas. In other words, when you put the second one in, what you've done is saying the first ones are no longer effective to you. That's why you're adding the second one. Otherwise, you're being moisev. So you're saying that you plan to remove the first ones, or you're moving about to them, that they shouldn't be the tzitzis of your bag. So if that works, that's why you let it put the second one in. So if you cut the second one off, it's too late. You don't have tzitzis anymore. As much as you tell me that the shem bitul on the tzitzis, and that's why you're allowed to put it in, that way if you take off the second ones, you end up with no tzitzis. So that's his suggestion over here. He suggests it's a Mogen of Rum. Then he says, some say whether you put it in the shame being Moisev or being Mavatel, it's still kosher. Whatever your Kavanah was originally, once you take out the other, you only left with the right amount, so it's not called tassel and also, it's a kosher talus. So that's what they say. So now the question is, why don't you apply? So why taka? Don't you apply the iser of baal toisiv over here? So that's. Not every case of tassel, every case is called tassel lomina osi. If when you make it, it was better made properly. Now, there was a side issue of a halachic issue which did not allow it to function. This is about toisiv. That's not. That could be. That's not called as being megareya from the shem asiyah that you did. That later on it's called that it's tasha lomenasi. Trying to remember, there's a case in Hilda's sukkah where that tree.
Cutting the tree.
Right, the tree, cutting the tree. Right, right. It's a case where you build it under a tree. So you built the sukkah under the tree. The sukkah is not, the schach is not kosher because it's under a tree. But the ma'aseh, the schach be'etzim doesn't have any psul in the schach be'etzim. Right? So when you cut the tree afterwards, it's not called tasa lo menosu. Because you're not, your asiya sukkah was an asiya sukkah. I had a shame asiya sukkah on it. Even though when you finish making that sukkah, it wasn't kosher. So you see that it's shayat that it should have the same psul on it and not be a problem with tasa lo menosu. So, but before you take off the Rishonis, it's definitely possible halinyan. So the Mishmaruch of Gimel Rishonis, look at Rishonis, the koy al mashu kasu shchanorach mitchila chetuch Rishonis. He's going back on the Mechaber said you have to take off the Rishonis. So he says, but before you do that, it's possible. But the truth is, according to his, what the Ramah said, that's kosher b'halinyan. There's no difference between take off the first or the second. Was that cause of the kelim shechotach rishonis? Our emes loharosh the paskin and kibos say kol shkein the mechotach hashni is kosher. According to the rosh, we're not saying that it gets a shame psul beetzim in the sitzes by adding the second pair of sitzes. So the first pair of sitzes is still kosher. So cutting off the second one lets the first one go back to where they were, which is makes it kosher. So we're even happier. So Beis Yosef says that be'etzem min chaytach the shniyas might be even better than min chaytach the rishonis according to the Rosh.
Even if he was mevatel the rishonis,
right? Because the Rosh holds that it doesn't get a shem bittul.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was Rimon Chaval, the Mishmar Chavalov. He holds his kashu b'cholin, and he said bein shenis kavon the vatel or the kavon the hoysev bein shechot the rishonis are shniyas. The Rosh holds that's still kashu.
It's still kosher because they just they're irrelevant what you put on extra.
He agrees that when you have the extra one there, it's possible. Yeah,
so, but once you take it off, it won't matter.
Right. So it didn't put a shame psul on the sitzes be'etzim. So they're not be'etzim possible. And who then you can't be mevatel on be'etzim. Neither one is called mice. So you have right now two functioning pair of sitzes where that itself is possible. Once you remove one, you have one pair of functioning sitzes and shalom al Yisrael. Okay. Zok the Machaber, Sif Zion. Malbushim Shehem Pesuchim in Atzal Lamata. So you have a Malbush which on the sides, it's open on the sides. Going down, it's open on the sides. Vieshan Arba Knofis the Tzad Mata. Ulamalahim Stumim. So on top, it's sewn together. But on the bottom, you have, it's open, it has four sides. So picture, let's say you have a poncho, right? So your poncho has four sides to it. You put it on and you snap the sides together, right? So imagine if it came sewn like that, that you can put your arms through, put your head through in the middle, and the bottom side is open. So you end up with four sides at the bottom, and on top it's attached. So what do we decide? Im ruba yisosim is poter, im ruba pesuach is chayv. So it's loch and roiv. If roiv of the side is open, so it's chayv and sits, it has four corners. If the roiv is closed, then it doesn't have four corners and it's not chayv. Im chetzi yisosim is chetzi pesuach, it's exactly half and half. So what do you do with exactly half and half? Matil lo sel chumra b'chayv and sits. You have to be machmer and put sits in, but then yotzim b'shabbos.
You wouldn't make a bracha, presumably.
You wouldn't make a bracha either, but since you can't. You can't wear them on Shabbos because sitzes and a beged which they're chayiv in are considered a noy for the beged. They're enhancing the beged. Sitzes and a beged which are not chayiv in are not considered enhancing the beged. See, it's a nothing. It's not right now. There is a concept of halacha b'hilchos Shabbos. If I have something in my garments which is insignificant, that's not a problem with tzar. You know the cleaner's tag. Right, so it's unimportant to me. I'm never going to take it off. It's insignificant. So I have no function out of it. It's not enhancing the beggar in any way. So that's not considered a problem of hitzua to wear that. I have a loop inside the. You have a loop inside your jacket, and then the loop tears off. One side of the loop tears off. Mm-hmm. So if I'm not planning to fix the loop, so it becomes insignificant, it's bolted to the back, and you're allowed to wear the jacket outside of the air. Let's say you're planning to fix the loop, then you can't wear it outside of the air. Mm. Because now it's kosher to you, but it's not functional. So the dysfunction makes it that it's not considered, it's not noy le bagged. On the other hand, it's not bottled to the bagged because you're planning to fix it. So when it comes to tzitzis, we assume that tzitzis are chashuv enough that if they're not functional, i.e. over here, you're not having tzitzis, right, then they're not bolted to the bag, and then you consider it sawed to carry them on the shop.
That makes me feel good because I never fix those loops when they tear.
So then you're good, right? You know, so then you don't have to worry about it. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Chaf Dalet, Potter. So let's say the shir talus is not so big. The shir talus is 18 inches, three quarters of an amma. An amma is 24 inches. I mean, if you want to make your most cool dekashita, right, or chumra dekashita, I don't want to say it. Mm-hmm. If you learn an amma is 18 inches, and you learn that three quarters of an amma is enough to be chayiv, so it's 14 inches. The cut is 14 inches long. It's a shir talus. On the other hand, it's a raiv sasa. Says even though I said, listen, forget about the part which is sasa, but look at this by itself, and this by itself is a shir talis, it's shmichayim, but we don't say that. Imyesh ramiyot pesuch shir talis, we also put tzitzis. Va'achakav pasuch rubai psulim mishum tasa v'lo minosi. If you made tzitzis and then you put, I skipped the. Imyesh ramiyot pesuch shir talis. Fine. New point. We also put tzitzis. Va'achakav pasuch rubai. You put in stitches, and then you opened up the roif. So when you put in stitches, it wasn't chayav because it was the amount which was there was so small that it wasn't chayav. You put stitches in a garment which is not chayav in stitches. It's not a talus which has dalek kanfus in halacha. Then you cut open more. So you put it in, there was no chiyuv over here. That's called tassel benosi. Later on, you created. In other words, if the shame of the beggar of the Torah is four corners, it's beggar, then there are four corners. So you put it in when it wasn't a beggar yet. So there's no. It's not called tzitzis. It's not called tzitzis of a beggar. Then you made a beggar and said the tzitzis there already. That's too late. The mitzvah is to put tzitzis in a beggar. This is not the beggar of the Torah that you have it in to put tzitzis in. Okay, so you have to take them out and redo them. Ruba v'sur chayiv. Hanu da'afka roiv mikol habegin. Look at my shoysim. So,
mikol habegin.
So we measure. You have to measure. Well, picture what he's saying. In other words, if let's say I make a talus katan and it's sewn under the arm, mm-hmm, right? So I put my arms through the hole on both sides, and now it's sewn. So I measure from the bottom till where the sewing is, right? I might have a case where it's roi pesuach. So that doesn't help me. I'm measuring from the top of my shoulder, not from where it's sewn on the bottom.
It's going to be continuous open because we don't count the arm openings.
Right. So he's saying the you don't measure the amount open from where you've sewn clothes. You measure the total of the side of the bag. Look at my shoysim chayotim. There's some people, some tailors make talus cotton, and they do the following. Shtevin asamin at stodim. They sew it on the sides. Zemanichim by nekev shemanichim zbo yehadaim, and they leave a place to put your arms through. Tevin lamatzo mian nekev, and they sew it under that opening. Zemanichim roif pesuach, and they leave from there roif pesuach. But they measure from under the arm. That's totally wrong. That you should measure from under the arm. He also nikrabas talakanfis. We could argue very well that's a brach lebatola mamish. At best, it's a beggar pesuach, which is chai betzitzis. So what do you need to do? El tzarek limdoid af mashalom malam in yadayim. The nekev choshev gam ken kilo hu sasim. And in regards to the nekev, we can see the nekev as if it's sasim. And v'ayin rebir lochem.
How can he say on the one hand it's how it's gamor, on the other hand say it's karov shemavarech mavarech levatola? If it's totally pasul, it's pasul. I mean, it's not mechuyev and tzitzis. It sounds like he's like has a reservation there.
The Bir Lacha does raise an argument why maybe you could.
Could you be mitzdarif? Is the idea that you could be mitzdarif the armhole? Because he's saying
that's what he's going to argue. The Bir Lacha raises that question. The Maisa Zeltos Gomer, the language of the Zeltos Gomer is from the Chayotim. Mm-hmm. Chayotim pasuk is not like that. That probably the ends. The Karba Dabur is probably not from the Chayotim. I don't remember. I did not look up the Chayotim to see what he says. But if you look at the Bir Lacha, Ruba Pesuach, no. Ruba Pesuach Chayiv. She says, I'm Mishabur, Mashak Savna, the neck of Choshev Gam Ken Kilu Usosim. See, we count the neck of it, it's Osim, Bume Chayotim. That's the Chayotim Mashita. Vafta Bader Chayim, Hetik, Beshem Ayurabah, the Mitzarif, Kashenu Amabash, Spati Yadayim. See if it has a sleeve, then he's right. That makes it the neck of it, a functioning part of the bag, it's not an opening. But if it's just cut open, there's no sleeve at all, he also would be Mitzarif. The Nishazadim dismisses that. He brings a rye whether it's true. We have about Arsus Chaim, as we stop at Bizet, Chemavadi, Ain Laburk, I'll tell his cotton Gazet, Chemsever Chaim, Lagun Mirash Kluger, Maskim of Pshitas, Imachayodim, that the area of the arm which is sewn up is considered if it's closed, and therefore that doesn't measure into your calculation.
But that would explain why he says it's Karo.
Right. Let's finish up over here. Chai b'tzitzis, I will aim a vork in the love. It's chai b'tzitzis, but you don't make a brach on it. And you can't wear it on Shabbos. For Shabbos, the Shema potter. And the possibility that it's potter, v'tzitzis habikamasi, then the tzitzis are considered that you're carrying something. Because come on and sim in your gimbal. That when you have non-kosher tzitzis, they have a din of being, you're carrying. So they know since Sabrak Rabbanon Chachil, even though Sveik Rabbanon is mutter, that means that a b'di'evad it's not osir. But the Chachil, you can't go there. You can't go and Sabrak Rabbanon the Kula and say, therefore, I'm allowed to go into the Carmelis and say, well, maybe it's Chayiv and Tzitzit and not carrying. Maybe it's not Chayiv and Tzitzit, it is carrying. So I'm not allowed to go to the Chachil. But Rabbi Nachmanim, the Shmiskimim, in the Eilus Tamid, the Mekel B'Zedim. But the Eilus Tamid, however, argues, chooses all the way around. The Eilus Tamid came first. The Eilus Tamid was Matar. The Magen Aram came and said, disagreed. Right? The Magen Aram argued with the Eilus Tamid and said that it is that you may not do it lechatchila. The Eilus Tamid said you may. And the Magen Aram says that you don't do a suffer to burn lechatchila. So on that, the Maaseh Menei Achronim come along and say along the same lines as the Eilus Tamid. So he brings over here the list: Ei Rabba, the Harsholim, Arshus Chaim, and the Chayodim is also Masad Alahakol. So it's an interesting question. This is not a Shaila in Hilchos Tzitzis. This is a Shaila B'Klal, and what is our attitude towards a Sekhar Rabbanim? The din of Sekhar Rabbanim the Kula is that mean the Chachkila were allowed to be in that situation of Sekhar Rabbanim the Kula. Or not. So there's interesting, there's a machlokes, a marshal and a marshal in Ari Psochim, the 10th paragraph of Psochim, in the din of Sabak Brachos Lahakal. So the marshal understands that it means Sabak Brachos Lahakal, and therefore you're allowed to go to Chachkila. I mean, under the circumstances, you're allowed to continue doing whatever you're doing. You know, person not sure if he said a Bracha Rishana. So Sabak Brachos Lahakal, so what does that mean? So marshal says, you can't eat it anymore. Some of means you may not be make a bracha, but you can't eat without a bracha. So, excuse me. So you have to stop. At that point in time, you have to stop eating. When you realize you're suffic, so you can't continue eating, the Marshal says. The Marshal says, no, some of bracha l'hokol means that Chazal weren't mechayiv under the circumstances to say a bracha. So therefore you ought to eat as if with the equivalent status as if you made a bracha. So this is a major machloekas between the Marshal and the Marshal. How to understand some brachos l'hakol? He's basically saying the same issue over here. The way they say the one of the kula is the same argument. It's a pshat. As I end up with what I'm doing, I'm ending up with the chachila going and doing at their bottom. Most cases you're doing the case of isser. I want to know, is it usser? Right? Is the item usser? Is the chefsa usser, etc. Like that. So that, you know, that's in the b'di'evit. Here it's in the chachila. I'm going out. I have this garment. I'm not sure if it's chayiv or not. They'll say, Sofik, I'll put on a garment to go outside and rely on the fact that maybe it's mutter.
It'd be better not to wear tzitzit if you didn't have another pair, not to wear them, but you need to go out, not to wear them, period.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think, according to the Magen Avraham, mm-hmm. right? But according to others, somebody holds that the Chazal are allowed to do that. So
it's interesting that the Chazon Ish says, since you're feeling a suffix, you need to put them on as a suffix if you're going to be wearing the garment, and therefore it's not considered a masui.
Right, so the Chazon Ish is arguing like this. The case over there in Simeon Gimel is that one of the tzitzis became possible. So right now the tzitzis are dysfunctional. But since I have the beggar has a chiyuv tzitzis, I'm going to fix them. So I have right now three tzitzis hanging on the beggar, and the fourth one's not there. It got torn off, right? So on Shabbos, I'm allowed to continue wearing the beggar in certain circumstances because the mitzvah is to put tzitzis in. On Shabbos, I'm potter. I can't put tzitzis on Shabbos. So I'm allowed, if I need to, I can continue wearing the beggar. Right? So what's my issue? My issue is but I'm carrying these three extra tzitzis. So that's a problem on Shabbos. Because these reasons are takamamish, not functional. They have no function at all. On the other hand, they're not bottled because I'm planning to fix them after Shabbos and reuse them for something more than what's being used right now. So they're not bottled, but they're not functional. The Chazon Ish's argument over here is, since I have a Sofik mitzvah, I have a chiyuv misofik to put them in. So they're fulfilling my function. My function, I need to put them there. So I have a chiyuv garment to put them there. It's not a masui. I have a chiyuv garment to put them there because I don't know what the lach is. So and so the tzad that so and if they're chayiv and tzitzis, for sure it's if they're not chayiv and tzitzis, that's klabi shemayim. But as far as I'm concerned, they're functioning something. They're annoyed for my begging. So that's the Chazon's argument that that's not considered a masui. Okay.
Annoyed.
There's the heter on Shabbos. The heter is based on the idea that it's something considered. It's bottled to the beggar because it's the noy of the beggar. It's some way better. Some way enhances the beggar. Normally, noy means beauty. Some way, but over here, it's not discussing beauty. It's not a question of enhancing it that way. But it's enhancing itself. The mitzvah. Well, that's what the Chazon Ish is telling. I don't know what the chayim is, but I have a chiyuv to put it there because I don't know what to do. So I need to do this. I have a vadi chiyuv to put them there. Because of myself. Okay, let's hold it here.